Maybe that $250 was 5 bags of groceries before. Now it's 2 or 3. And that's hitting every single person in America, right?
Especially folks who live on fixed and low incomes. It really hurts. I was talking to my wife about this last night as I was prepping for this, and she said, you know, around 2020, around that COVID time, I was getting eggs for 25 cents. Now at the exact same store, the exact same location, they're $1.67. And these aren't like your point about steak, these aren't frivolous items. I'm not having filet mignon every night. We're talking about feeding our kids, you know, milk and eggs, and then the price of chicken is up 25%. Ground beef is up 31%. Home energy is up 30%. Your gas bill, 30%. I mean, these things crush families. It's not even looking at, you know, fancy stuff. We're looking at the things that people need to get by.
Americans are capable of achieving extraordinary things when they have the freedom and opportunity to do so. This is American Potential. And here's your host, Jeff Crank.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another episode of American Potential. You know, last year, the White House launched the term Bidenomics as a way to talk about how they believed the economy was in a better place under President Biden. Now, at the time, Americans for Prosperity had been traveling around the country talking to individuals about the economy. And we asked Americans if they felt like they were in a better place under President Biden, or were they worse off? Well, Americans resoundingly said they were worse off. Some of the families that stopped by, the hundreds of events, talked about how they were having to refinance their home to a higher interest rate so they could pay their bills. One lady was at an Americans for Prosperity grocery store event and told them she couldn't even afford a slice of cake and a drink for her father's birthday. It seems that the term Bidenomics didn't make the impact the White House had hoped for. So they stopped using the term, but that didn't stop Americans for Prosperity from using it. AFP is flipping the script a bit on the term Bidenomics because it labeled the economic pain and suffering that the American people were living through because of the bad Biden administration economic policies. Now, Americans for Prosperity has now taken the opportunity to launch a website called Bidenomics.com. So what is this website? What will it focus on? I want to welcome Americans for Prosperity's Managing Director, Kent Strang, to the show. Hey, Kent, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, thanks for having me back again.
Yeah, you are, is this your third time on the show? I mean, this is crazy.
Third time. That's like that old SNL skit with Chevy Chase of like the Five Timers Club. Now that I've hit 3, I'm ready to take the all-time record.
There you go. Well, listen, before we talk about the website, Bidenomics.com, AFP chapters have been hosting events all across the country. What are you hearing from these events? How inflation is impacting those people who are attending?
It's more of the same of what you've talked about in the intro. People are struggling under so-called Bidenomics thanks to the $5.5 trillion that Biden and his allies put into spending, you know, overcooked the economy, led to rampant inflation. And now Americans, the average American household is paying quite a bit more every single month and just to maintain their lifestyle, $11,400 more just to maintain your lifestyle since President Biden took office. And so as you can imagine, when we go hit those events all across the country with our state infrastructure across the nation, we hear the trade-offs that people are making, whether that's the slice of cake that you talked about for the birthday, but we've run into folks who are retired that are going back to work. We run into single mothers who are struggling and have to choose between diapers or groceries or formula, folks who are taking additional jobs. I mean, the pain out there continues to be real, regardless of the sunny disposition that the White House and the Biden administration try to paint. The reality is quite grim and quite dark that Americans are suffering under inflation and Bidenomics.
Yeah, you alluded to it, but and I did too in the opening, but maybe some of the stories that you've just heard from people. I know we've just had so many events across so many states, but maybe some of that touch on one or two of the real touching stories, I guess, that you've heard.
Yeah. We ran into Deanne. I'll tell you two from Wisconsin. Deanne in Wisconsin, and she just lost her husband and is a recent widow. And you know, this is the time that you want to have, you know, those golden years and enjoy your retirement, enjoy your time together. And unfortunately, she not only lost her husband, but because of grocery prices, because of home energy costs, because of the higher prices due to Bidenomics, she had to go back to work. We met Charles at an event, and what a stand-up person Charles is. His daughter is a single mother. She works two jobs to make ends meet, and it's still not enough. And we met Charles at a grocery store event where we hand out $60 gift cards to folks because that's 1 week's worth of inflation for grocery prices. And Charles was talking about how he helps supplement for his daughter and for his grandchildren because she's working those two jobs, and how, hey, this $60 alone, you know, kind of helps make us whole. And the sad reality is we go on forever. We hear these stories all across the country of people who are struggling and to do the fun things in life too. People are skipping those family reunions where they crisscross to go see a family reunion at a different part of the country, or that drive to the beach or that vacation. They're just not taking it anymore. They're not taking their loved one out to dinner anymore. And it's just kind of the slices of life that are gone under this administration's higher policy, bad policies and higher prices.
Now, over Christmas, there was a social media trend where people took Kevin's grocery list from the movie Home Alone, and they used that to go buy those items. When AFP did this trend, what was the price difference between Kevin's grocery list of then and today?
I love Home Alone, and I love that we did this. And yeah. So, yeah, Kevin goes on a little shopping excursion, and in the 90s, when this is made, Kevin's grocery bill is $19.83. And so Clayton, who is on our AFP tour team, who travels all across the country and meets people, is like, well, I can go shopping. And so Clayton did a couple things for us. He wanted to replicate it to the best of his ability, and he bought all the cheapest options. So he didn't even go, I think Kevin buys laundry detergent, he didn't go for the good stuff. Like, he bought the cheapest possible option, and his total from 1983, which is what Kevin had, he went to $52.39. And I'm no mathematician, but I believe that that's a 164% increase.
Right. Yeah. Well, it really shows what bad government policies can do to the American people. And that's what Bidenomics is all about. I'm going to get to some more examples, but I want to go to this page, which is just up today, actually, Bidenomics.com, which is put up by Americans for Prosperity. But I want to talk about some of the rhetoric, and this page lays it out pretty well. But the rhetoric, Joe Biden said, we're bringing down prices across the board. What is the real, that's the rhetoric. What's the truth on that?
Sure. Well, first, this is the website that Joe Biden and the White House do not want you to see. And the fact that they're going to launch a campaign around Bidenomics and they didn't lock down the domain is quite comical.
So we really have to be able
to acquire that.
Let me ask you about that. I thought, my goodness, how in the world was Bidenomics.com even available?
I don't even know. it came to my attention of like, hey, this thing's available, we should get it. I said, yeah, that sounds like an amazing idea. One, just because we were all shocked that it was available. It's not even something weird like Bidenomics, you know, like .edu or something unique. It is .com.
.com.
We thought it'd be an incredible opportunity, especially to combat what you're talking about, the rhetoric versus the reality. You know, he has some of these go-to lines that he uses all the time about how prices are going down, or about how he's growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, or that he's had record job growth and all these sort of things. And so what I would really encourage the listeners today to do is go to Bidenomics.com and take a look at Biden's rhetoric on, here's the things that he says day in and day out, that he says on his stump speeches, that he says on social media all the time. And there's some really good analysis, and there's a short version of the reality. You can expand it to read about prices, about job growth, about energy, and really combat the White House's narrative around Bidenomics and around prices and what's really happening. When it comes to the reality of the situation.
Yeah,
we know the reality of the situation. I mean, the Biden administration can continue to, you know, kind of weave this web, but the reality is like we are out every single day doing events, talking about Bidenomics, hearing from real people, and the reality of the situation is that this economic policy is disastrous. There was an Axios poll that said that 59% of Americans feel angry, anxious, or resigned when shopping for groceries. Like, that's no accident. That's Bidenomics in action.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I feel it. We talk about it all the time. You know, since COVID, we order our groceries because, you know, you can't go into a grocery store now anymore. You just order them and go pick them up. But, you know, we'll order groceries and it's $250 or $300. And we come home and it's like two bags of groceries and we don't, like, we're not getting steak and all that kind of stuff. It literally, you see the impact where maybe that $250 was five bags of groceries before. Now it's two or three. And that's hitting every single person in America, right?
Right. Especially folks who live on fixed and low incomes. It really hurts. I was talking to my wife about this last night as I was prepping for this, and I was asking her of like, you know, hey, like what have you noticed in our shopping bill? And what have you noticed when we're looking at this? And it's funny. So she said, all right, well, number one is milk. I've got three boys and we drink 4 gallons a week in milk. And milk in the Midwest is up 27.5%. Eggs, we eat a ton of eggs, and probably 4 or 5 dozen eggs a week. And my wife was saying, this is not a statistic that I don't think you look up, it's just her memory, but she goes to Aldi and she said, you know, around 2020, around that COVID time, I was getting eggs for 25 cents. Now at the exact same store, the exact same location, they're $1.67. And it's just, you see that impact. And these aren't like your point about steak. These aren't frivolous items. I'm not having filet mignon every night. We're talking about feeding our kids, you know, milk and eggs. And then the price of chicken is up 25%. Ground beef is up 31%. Oranges, 22%. Potato chips, not that I want my kids eating those, 29%. Home energy is up 30%. Your gas bill, 30%. I mean, these things crush families. It's not even looking at, you know, fancy stuff. We're looking at the things that people need to get by.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible when you talk to people about the real world impact. And it's not just, I mean, it's the bad policies that, you know, it's the debt. It's the things that are actually driving the government spending that's driving inflation. But it's also bad policies. It's bad energy policies on the part of the Biden administration that's causing energy costs to rise. So their home, you know, utility bill is higher than it was 2, 3, 4 years ago. This is something that every American is seeing. And to your point, a minute or two ago, we were talking about this. They can't hide it. They can keep saying it. It's like when they came up with the phrase Bidenomics as though it was some genius invention on the part of the president, the American people saw through that. They're like, yeah, there is something called Bidenomics and we don't like it. And, but that's true. I think people see it, and no matter what they say and how they try to sell it as these policies are good, they're not good for the American people, right?
Not only are they not good, like they haven't found, they just can't convince people. I remember a couple years back when inflation started to take off and it's like, oh, what's transitory? It's just a little blip.
Oh,
then,
sure.
Then Biden went into, it's just a little blip. They're up just a, inflation's up just a little bit. And then when it hit that peak, it's, oh, it's somebody else's fault. It's greedy oil companies' fault. It's big business's fault. Then it ticks down a little bit. And then it's, oh, well, look, I'm improving the economy. Look, and I'm bringing prices down. And every single time that there's some sort of inflection point, it comes back to, it's either somebody else's fault when it's bad, or it's our doing when it's slightly better. I won't even say that it's good when it's slightly better. And it's just kind of continuing to weave this. And in that process, they created this, I think they were trying to tap into Reaganomics, right? Which actually worked after the Carter years.
Right.
And I not only did it backfire, but now I'm, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to drive accountability with that. It's not just President Biden that ushered in Bidenomics. It's his allies in Congress that voted for $5.5 trillion in new spending. It's those folks who need to be held accountable for you know, advancing his agenda, for ushering in higher prices, and you know, are responsible for the pain that Americans are feeling when they go fill up their gas tank or they go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I think Americans do feel it. They're not buying the excuses from Washington. They're tired of hearing it. There's one thing that drives inflation in the United States, and that's too much money. It's government, right? That prints money. It's our federal government that prints money and decides how much of it to spend. So they're the ones responsible for this. But this blaming, we have seen the administration continue to blame other people. You talked about it for a while. At first, I think it was the previous administration. For a little while, they blamed the Trump administration. Then they moved on and blamed, you know, oil companies and others. And I mean, they blamed everybody. Now they're blaming companies. Like, well, why are companies raising their prices? As if free markets don't work, right? I mean, there's a reason they're, you know, a free market works in a way that they have as low of a price as they possibly can to attract clients, but they also have to make a profit. So it's like people understand that, businesses understand that. It only seems like the politicians in Washington who don't understand that, Kent.
The new thing is that shrinkflation, right? Oh, it's shrinkflation.
Oh, yeah. And
it's, again,
yeah, that's
evil,
the new complaint.
Evil
yeah.
companies. And it's like, well, why do you think that exists? Like, well, when your energy prices are higher, you know, you got to keep the lights on. You have to run your trucks. You know, there's a lot of our economy that's based on the amount it costs to have energy and ship products. And when your cost of goods costs more. And so these companies are looking at it from the standpoint of like, do I raise my prices or do I maybe cut back a little bit on size? And, you know, Washington thinks that they're going to have this bill that passes and hold all these people accountable and, you know, control the free market. But the reality is like, why are prices higher? And they don't want to talk about that side. They don't want to talk about why prices are higher because of so many bad economic policies, whether that's the spending or the, you know, or the energy policy. They just want to try to find a scapegoat, find somebody to talk to. And that's why I think that Bidenomics.com is such a great resource for your listeners and for across America, because we keep getting sold this bill of goods about how great the economy is, how it's somebody else's fault. And now at Bidenomics.com, you could go in and you can find out for yourself. And so we're going to walk you through a bunch of, you know, fact-based items to show you why the economy is in a bad spot, how to fix it. And so you can dispel the rhetoric of this administration versus the reality.
Yeah, let's talk about...
Going to be great for family gatherings too, I'm sure. Right?
Let's talk about Bidenomics.com if people want to go to the website. You know, inflation is certainly up. We all feel that. The deficit is up. Debt is up. Wages are down, right? So people feel like they don't have as much buying power. Now, that's not... that's not what the president is saying. That's his rhetoric, but the reality is very different. What can people find if they go to Bidenomics.com? How can they use this as a resource?
Well, they go to Bidenomics.com. They're going to find a couple things. One, we're going to cut through the fact-based analysis. What is the rhetoric of this administration? What is the reality? And they're going to find principled perspectives. We're going to talk about real stories, some of the stories that we've been talking about. Like, there is a platform on this page to hear real people. These are not actors. These are not folks that we have hired. These are people that we meet at events, and they talk about how inflation is impacting their lives and what's happening, and then an ability to take action. Look, at Americans for Prosperity, I think we pride ourselves on being able to drive grassroots activity and drive grassroots accountability to our lawmakers. And it's something I've been with AFP for 12 years. I think it's a thing that one of the things that we do best, and that's allow people who are concerned citizens to take action. And so there's a platform there for you to take action. But I think the biggest part, especially ahead of Thursday, which is going to be the President's State of the Union address, I think this is a great opportunity for folks to go before, during, and after that speech to learn, like, we know this is what he's going to say. Here's how we combat this. And take that message not just to yourself, but take that message to your friends, take that message to your neighbors, post on social media, make it abundantly clear that this is a failed economic agenda. America can do better. We can end the wasteful spending. We can unleash energy abundance. We can have a better labor policies to empower people to work and live their American dream. But under the current status quo, it just isn't happening. And so we want to really turn up the temperature and let folks know that Bidenomics has been a complete miserable failure. And it's time to usher in the policies that'll make Americans be able to achieve their American dream again.
I love the graphic at the very top. If you go to Bidenomics.com, it's a picture of a dollar bill, but it has Joe Biden's face in there. I mean, that's a pretty cool, it's kind of a cool graphic.
Well, there's only one president that can have that level of spending. And so I figured he might as well, have his own bill there.
Yeah, that's right.
What is that? Maybe that's the trillion
that's
dollar
the
bill.
Trillion dollar bill. Trillion that's dollar right. Bill. $5 trillion bill. Yeah, exactly. That's great.
He thinks you can just print problems away. So why wouldn't he be on the $1 trillion bill?
That's right. And it's flipping over from Bidenomics to Badenomics. I love that. Bidenomics is bad economics. This is a great website for people to go to and to learn more about Bidenomics. Kent, if people want to learn more about Americans for Prosperity, get in contact with their local chapter, where's the best place to do that?
Well, sure. Well, visit Bidenomics.com. And there's an opportunity to take action there. But also visit us at AmericansForProsperity.com or reach out to us on our social media platforms. We have permanent grassroots infrastructure across the country of dedicated folks who want to help you, greater your good and help you work on these issues on a variety of different issues, the economy being one of them. And so definitely hit us up on social media. Tell us that you want to get involved. There are lots of platforms to do that, whether that's knocking on doors or making phone calls or days at the Capitol or holding lawmakers accountable. We have so many opportunities for people to take action at Americans for Prosperity, but definitely visit Bidenomics.com. Learn the truth, learn the difference between the rhetoric of the Biden administration and the reality of this economy and the failed policies of the Biden administration.
All right, Kent, thank you. And again, we have state chapters at Americans for Prosperity. We don't just focus on national issues. We certainly do that, but also state issues, local issues. And again, wherever you are, find out if there is a chapter in your state, get connected and get out there and make a difference. And so, Kent, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you being with us today.
Anytime. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Well, look, Bidenomics, the table has been turned a little bit. And again, it is kind of interesting. I can't believe that Bidenomics.com was available for Americans for Prosperity to get. It's kind of a failure. You talk about a bad government policy. Maybe they should have grabbed that URL, that webpage, but they didn't do it. But it turns it on its head, right? Bidenomics, the American people know. They understand. They understand that Bidenomics has been bad for the United States. It's bad for families. It's bad for the American people. And the American people understand that and know that. And it's time to fight back. Listen, liberty and freedom, they're easily taken for granted. Don't take it for granted. Go out there, fight for your liberty, for your freedom. Watch us on YouTube. We now have over 20,000 followers on our YouTube channel. We're excited about that. And you can listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to American Potential. You may listen to more stories from Americans working every day to expand freedom and opportunity in their communities by visiting AmericanPotential.com.